The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Gentlemen, we do not stop till nightfall.
What about going to the fucking gym?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second gym?
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Walmart.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2878 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yo-hos? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everston K2, okay, flexing on all you beaches.
The fucking Catalina one.
All right, fam, thanks for being here. Welcome to Swole Slut Saturday. It is time for an amazing evening cast. So you guys know the hashtag Swole Slut Saturday. Indeed. I hope you had a great gym session today. I enjoyed training outside myself. The weather was very rainy. A lot of, you know, I was talking about it yesterday, was covering up all the equipment. I guess that was Thursday, but wasn't really any epic wind. Didn't seem to do much. So a lot of the worst passed us, but definitely a lot of rain. But the sun came out today, which was great. So it cleared up. I don't mind rain. I don't mind all that down here in Florida. And the reason why is because very rarely is it rainy and nasty for multiple days in a row. That's very rare. It's actually very rare to get a lot of rain over the course of 3, 4, or 5 days. Usually it'll rain for a little bit, then it'll disappear, but the sun comes out right away. So don't mind the rain as long as we get some nips roasted. Do you know
he's heating
what
up?
I'm talking about? It felt great to get some sun today. Anyway, smashed a great push day, did some chesticles, did some delts, did some triceptuals, and some calves. Feeling great. So drop in the comments down below, what did you smash today? I hope you guys like that brand new opening today, the brand new intro. If you're just listening to the Mancast and you don't ever watch the intros, you have to, because we're doing pretty much different ones every single episode. So that was a brand new one, never before seen. So that was funny. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing? Hit the thumbs up button. We're live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. And of course, go to SwoleNormousX.com to join the fam today. Yesterday's overtime segment is available now for members. So if you missed the drive mode gating uncensored, if you missed the balls deep edits and the throwback DWG, that segment is available now in Swole TV. It was fire. So thank you everyone that was there yesterday. It was awesome. I don't know why there's no background to it. Oh, the camera switched. Oh, we have the Tainty Man. Hold on a second. So we're going to have to get the green screen fixed. I'm not going to exit out of the stream. We're going to keep it going. So I guess the cameras were still swapped. So anyway, we have the Tainty Man a little bit zoomed in, and we'll have to fix the green screen. Let me see if I could fix it on the fly. Oh yeah, it looks great. Looks absolutely fantastic. Great. There we go. All right. Did I fix it? Well, that's all black now. Who wants a black nut, right? No one wants a black nut. No one came here for some black sack. Come out of here. There we go. All right. So we're fixed. All right. We'll try to take care of that. I don't know. It's a hot mess. It's a hot mess over here. It's Swole Sluts Saturday. Fam, let's bust the nut open. Let's get into today's episode. Like I said, overtime's available for members Swole Normus X. And of course, we'll talk about the merch. We'll get into the tip and then we'll talk about the merch drops and the specials going on. So let's put the nips together and let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be solid. Look at that card. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hashtag Swole Slut. For a chance to win today's Swole card, do that triple S at Swole Slut Saturday after all, and we'll give that away at the end of today's episode. Now let's moisturize and get right on into that tip. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. Yeah, it's not cold outside anymore. All right, so we talked about SwoleNormusX.com. Now let's talk about the new merch drops. Actually, today I'm rocking the I Want You to Be Swole. This is a nice design. Remember, fam, we're coming up on America season. So it's March, April, of course, May. We got Memorial Day. We have July 4th. So going to be a lot of America, a lot of America in the merch. We got a lot of new designs coming. I can't wait for Monday. Monday's accountability session. We're going to have some awesome new merch releases. I'm really stoked for that. Going to blow your all nips off. All your nips. If you have any nips, I don't think you'd have any from Monday's release with the Pepsi GTTFG design, and of course the Swole Foods design, now available 20% off site-wide on papaswoleo.com. I don't think any of you missed that, but if you still have nips, I tried to blow them off on Monday, but if you still have nips, you're not going to have them after Monday. So enjoy your nips for tonight and tomorrow, because come Monday at 12 noon, nips no more. Nips no more on Monday. So no nip Mondays. Say goodbye, enjoy them for the next 36 hours or so. All right, let's get into the first Swole Fam post. We're kicking it off with Ana Luisa. I can't wait for the merch on Monday. Good morning, fam. I've been waking up consistently for the past 3 weeks to work out at 4 a.m.
Wow.
I like it, but man, is leg day just brutal. Really felt it today. Side note, I've just felt better overall during the day, but I've also noticed that I'm hungrier. I need to start eating more protein. Damn right you do. Good for you. Good for you. And if you train first, again, there's a lot of people that ask this question. And if you've been listening to the show for more than, I don't know, a few weeks, you've heard this question before. How do you eat enough? I don't feel hungry enough. We've answered that so many times. And I say you have to eat. You have to force it. You're not going to feel like eating until you practice eating more, then your body will start expecting more food. Of course, you have to train hard enough, but the whole point about bulking or gaining muscle, gaining mass, is that you're eating more than your body requires. You have to be in a surplus when it comes to protein. You have to be in a surplus when it comes to energy balance, okay? I know you can gain some muscle, you can lose some fat. Your body's always changing. So it's not like you're only doing building muscle and you're not burning fat. You can do it at the same time. You're always doing it. You're utilizing fat, you're building muscle, you're breaking down muscle. In other words, you want to keep your body in a state where it has the tools and it has the resources and it requires those resources in order to develop muscle tissue and lean tissue. So that's what you need to do with your training. You're putting your body in an environment where it's going to need those resources to rebuild. And you need to have those resources available. So anyway, when you train first, you're going to feel more hungry. So for people that struggle, I don't feel hungry, it's hard to eat a lot of food. One, toughen up and just do it. But also if you train first in the day, you're going to be hungry all day. Anyone in the comments, you know that when you train first, you train earlier in the day, woof, you are just lit. You are lit. Brandon says, first time doing legs in like 3 weeks. Almost didn't go because I didn't want to drive 30 minutes to the gym. Definitely lost some strength, but hoping to get my, to get back on track so I can resume Operation Pixar Mom. What is Operation Pixar Mom? Brandon, are you a female? I'm confused.
The little rascal has spirit.
I don't know what's going on.
Are there any women here today?
I'm going to pretend like, I mean, does anyone else? I can't just pretend like that made sense. Are you trying to get a Pixar Mom? Lacey says Brandon's a pussy for crying about a 30-minute drive. Ha ha ha. Brandon's a pussy. Brandon's a pussy. Make shaming great again. You know we have the shirt. You know we have the merch. Make shaming great again. Incredibles mom. So is Brandon trying to get a Pixar mom? Or, you know, Elastigirl has a thick peach. All right, you guys are really feisty today in the comments. Everyone's really feisty in the comments. All right, I'm going to leave it there. Let's go into some emails. So makeemailswoleagain.com. Again, for those of you that are here.
Because
you're thirsty. You're thirsty for some swole. I hear you. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and I will, I'll be in there. I'll slide. I'm in your DMs. I'm in your podcast feed. I'm going to be in that inbox. You know, let me in. Just, you're not getting the tip either. You're just getting the, sack first. All right. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get the balls first. Why not? Merry swoleness. The secret to actually getting results, Alexander responds, saying being more consistent with my intensity at the game and keeping the same intensity with each workout, not just ones that give me a, quote, good pump or et cetera, as well as being tuned in with my nutrition as well. Yes, so that's definitely important. Keeping the same intensity each workout is hard. Of course, the intensity is really going to be how close you're training to failure. So that objective intensity and, you know, when we talk about maximum swole, a lot of you are doing the maximum swole program. You could drop that in the comments if you're doing maximum swole currently. But of course, to get those stimulating reps, you can do lower reps. So today I was doing the incline Smith and the first set I went heavy and I got four reps, zero reps in reserve. And that was great. You don't need to do 10, 12, 13, 14 reps. And that's the beautiful thing about training to failure or close to failure and going heavy is that when you don't feel like it, there's less to do. Yeah, you're training hard and you're lifting heavy, but there's less to do. There's less volume you need to do. There's less reps you need to do. It's much easier focusing on hitting four or five reps. I don't have to think, because going into a set, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do 20 repetitions. That's an endurance exercise. I want to get in there and create the tension. I want to go in there and smash that. I want to go in there and load my muscles up as much as I can to get the results and make it as efficient as possible. I just like focusing on less reps. It's been a really nice change since I started doing that. But it's a great thing. You don't have to. And that's a big mind blower for a lot of people is that you don't have to do tons of reps. A lot of people are trying to do 20 reps all the time. I feel like it's when people want to lose weight. I want to lose 20 pounds or 25 pounds or 10 pounds. It's always a flat number. No one says, I want to lose 13.6 pounds. It's always 20 or 25 or 40. It's just a flat number, usually fives. No one says 27 pounds or 28 pounds, you know. So it just seems like something arbitrary. 15 reps, 20 reps, 10 reps, 12. It's always an even number. People don't do sets of, who does sets of 14 reps? Who does that? Who goes there? I'm going to do three sets of 14 or I'm going to do four sets of 11. It's always 10 to 12, 6 to 8, 8 to 10. It's always even numbers. What do people have against odd numbers? Think about that. Everything is even. I guess 15 reps, but you have to get, it's like you have to get to 15 reps before you start using odd numbers as a target. That's my point, is it doesn't matter what the number is. Load the weight up and push yourself hard, get to that, get closer to failure. Once you start training closer to failure, you realize you don't have to do as much in terms of volume. Yeah, I guess if you do three sets, you know, or three set of three or something, three sets of 33. Nice. Yeah. But sometimes you try to get seven. So that's it. And that's the really the nice thing about training to failure hitting a PR and seeing last time you did. For example, if I did, let's say my peak was, let's say it was 100 pounds for 6 reps. And then now I'm probably going to, I would go for, let's say 100 pounds for 7. So my goal is a 7th rep. It's really just one more, wherever that was last time, or going heavier, maybe putting on 5 pounds and then trying to get 6 reps type of thing. Lacey says, I was training 3x3 today. So you can use odd numbers. People use odd numbers when you're going really heavy or when you're going really light. Nothing in between. Use odd numbers. You'll do like sets of 3. I guess you could do 5x5. That's common. So 3 reps, 5 reps, and 15. There's nothing in the middle. No one does sets of 9. No one does sets of 7. No one does sets of 11 on purpose. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. Yeah, 3x3 is, that's never light. That's as almost as heavy as you can go. But that's why I like doing sets of 4 or 5 reps. It's so much strength, but so much mechanical tension. It's great. It's awesome. It's less exhausting, and it's easier for the mind to break off just doing aiming for 4 or 5. Sometimes psychologically trying to do like tons of reps is just a mind fuck. And it's more fatiguing, which is the point. All right, the secret to actually getting results, Gerardo, Papa Solia, one small improvement, having better sleep and eating better, healthier, more nutritious foods rather than a lot of junk food. Yeah, that's very important. Agreed. Rihanna says, like I shared with the Sunday Swole text, we got our curved barbell in, and she was referring to the Easy Bar Curl. I'm finally able to play with it. That's what Rihanna said. I'm starting with 20 pounds on it to get used to it, let alone the fact that I'm still progressing in my weight. Slow and steady wins the race. Later tonight, I'm going to see which series to start doing over the next several weeks in Swolenormous X, which will probably be another round of the 90-day dash, and I'd start primer week tomorrow. Today, I started my day out with a quick arms workout before work, and we'll do some yoga before bed along with meditation, as that is a focus this week. That's fantastic.
I gave it a
good for you.
A fucking 10.
Fantastic. Good for you. I love it. All right, fam, let's get into some knowledge call. Let's drop some questions. Make me colorful. More passion. All right. Ooh, hello. All right, let's get into questions. If you have a question, hashtag ask Papa Swolio, drop in the comments down below. If you want to call into the show, head on over to askpapaswolio.com. Remember, tomorrow is the Sunday Q&A, so we're just taking questions tomorrow, whatever topics you want to bring up. Remember, you can call in. You can also show up to the show if you want to talk something social, politics, anything. Just drop the hashtag APS, ask a question. So you can, it doesn't have to be a question. It could be a topic. It could just be something that spurns a conversation. So whatever you want to discuss tomorrow during the live stream, bring it, use the hashtag Ask Papa Solia, or you can call in. It doesn't have to be fitness related too. You know, it doesn't have to be just gym stuff or nutrition stuff. Okay, let's see. Let's get into the first question.
What's in the box?
SK96 Rhythm, your age. I am 40 and a half. 40 half. I'm 40. And I shall be 40 schwam this year. That's right, 40 schwam. 40 schwam. Papa Swolio. 40 schwam. I'm John Doe. What's your age? You guys can drop in the chat if you want to talk chronological age. I'm John Doe. Do you think chicken is a better alternative to red meat? Well, let's break this down. Chicken is an alternative to red meat. It is not a superior alternative. So, you're saying, is it better than red meat? No. Is chicken, if you get quality chicken, is a good option? I think Mama Swolia might be cooking some chicken tonight. We haven't had in a while, so it's like, ooh, it's exciting. Oh, chicken. It's like a rare thing for us to eat. But we might also have some eggs and stuff with it. That's the best way to have chicken, if you get like some real quality chicken. And you have chicken, and then you have it with eggs. I'll eat the mother, and I'll eat the babies. I'll eat you in every single form. I'll eat you in every form possible. That's right. I like it. I'll have my chicken with my chicken. Okay. TF Bruh M. Jolt. Papa Swolio, are cornflakes good post-workout? No, I would not eat cornflakes anytime. Post-workout? Okay, so let's, as much as you should not be putting that trash in your body, if you're going to eat cornflakes, the best time would be post-workout. How's that? So are they good post-workout? I wouldn't eat cornflakes right after working out. That's not what your body needs. However, if you're insisting, I am going to eat cornflakes, you can't make me not eat them. When should I eat them? The best time to eat that trash would be after a workout, though. Cornflakes just make me thirsty. It's like, I want to eat that. Ugh. Gross. All right, Eli Radinsky on Instagram. Papa Swolio, should I take a deload week after 2 weeks of not hitting the gym? What?
Matt Damon.
Look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old, sitting there with her, like a little lady in her legs crossed.
Should you deload after not training? Are you saying should you train light when you return? A deload week? You don't need a deload week. That would be more of a on-ramp week. Or first off, why'd you not train for 2 weeks? That's already your deload. I would just, if you're saying, I mean, are you saying should you just jump right back into what you were doing? I mean, as close to it as possible, you don't really have to on-ramp back up, but you're going to be sore. Like 2 weeks, your body will be like, oh my God, you might feel a little bit stronger. You might feel a little bit weaker just because you're out of the flow for 2 weeks. So the coordination's coming back. You know, and it's not like, oh my God, you forgot how to do the movement. But you guys know, after you, if you take a couple days off, that's one thing for recovery. You take 2 weeks off from not doing it, you're going to feel just rusty, just like rusty. Not majorly, but, you know, the next week after that, you might be kind of back and feeling great. But that was your reload. That was your deload. So for me, I generally keep a couple different splits. So there's some weeks, like some splits I have, and it depends on how I'm feeling. It depends on how frequently I want to train body parts. If I feel like I need a little bit of a change, I don't restrict myself. I try to keep stuff consistent. I really do, but sometimes, and you guys might know this, you go to a new gym or you mix up, maybe you try a different machine and you're like, okay, that workout was good, but it wasn't really, maybe I'll try something different. So you really need to stick to something for a longer period of time to really get the results. You don't want to just do Smith bench 1 week and then free bar the next week and then machine pressing the next. You're just mixing up the stress too much. You have to really master that coordination and then progressively overload it for several weeks. So what's important to remember is, well, let me back up and explain what I meant. For myself, sometimes when, after I've kind of ran the course and I'm ready for mixing up, let's say different days or different body parts. Okay, I've done these three exercises over and over again for a month or two. I just want something different. It might be a week or two or three that I play around with a couple different options because I might try a different sequence and like, I didn't really like that too much. Or I really like it. I might have to try a workout or two. So there might be a week or two of just kind of maybe not pushing to absolute failure, not really worried that much about progressive overload, maybe just experimenting with a different combination. So I'll do a certain sequence and then if I get injured or if I overdo it or if I just feel fatigued, all right, I'll pull back a little bit. So I'll adjust and maybe look for a new split or a new exercise selection, you know, for the next couple sessions. And when I find something, oh, I really like that a lot, I'll stick to that for a couple weeks at least. When it comes to intensity, if I feel a little bit burnt out, I'll change my split a little bit. I might have one split where I have an arm day. In addition to other push and pull days, there are splits when I have my leg day separate. There are splits where I have the leg day together, where I do hamstrings and stuff in one session. There's sometimes when I split quads and glutes and hamstrings on different days. So I'll protract a split. Generally, I don't like doing three lifting sessions in a row. I'll do two more macro. If it's on an off day, I might do some accessories or abs or calves or swinging a club a little bit and yoga and mobility and stuff like that. But I'm not doing something where I'm not doing a back day or a pull day or a leg day or something that's going to be much more overloading on the body. So I usually like to do 2 days on, 1 or 2 days off, depending on the split. So if I start to feel myself getting a little bit burnt out, I'll pull back on the volume and I might change the split. And sometimes if I feel that I'm just kind of getting bored or if I don't feel like training, there's different types of that kind of quote unquote burnout. A lot of it is more psychological. So you need more recovery, but also it could just be that you need to change up the exercises. You need to maybe mix things up a little bit, and that's just stimulating enough physically and psychologically to kind of get you out of what seems to be a funk. It's like, oh, you just did the same thing over and over again. Maybe you're ready for, you know, mixing it up and going to, oh, that was pretty cool. I didn't expect it to pull that. I hit the wrong button, but it pulled up the chat. Nice. Why is it not going to? All right. Oh, it changed. Something got. Oh, I know what happened. Oh, son of a bitch. I know what happened. All right. I know what happened. This is why it wasn't. I updated the app. I forgot I did that earlier because I set up the show earlier and then I forgot I updated because I always. When you have a program like the streaming program, so when you have a program, you guys know this, when you update things, it just reset every fucking button. Did it reset everything? So I don't even know now when I'm going to hit stuff. So I want to do the updates because sometimes the updates are for a reason. It's going to patch things that might be glitchy. And then when it's connecting and doing stuff, maybe it wouldn't work. You need the newest update. So then I updated that. And then it said, hey, you have to update your Stream Decks too to be able to use this version. It's like, oh, shit. So I forgot about that. I didn't run tests. And sometimes it resets the fucking connections. Like, all right. So hopefully nothing else gets jacked up. Okay. So hold on a second. So that's what happened. Why is it sharing that one? Is it Tertiary? There we go. All right, fixed it. Sweet. All right. Yeah, it didn't preserve the settings. Like, ugh. So it's frustrating because that wasn't even my thing. I was resisting updating it. So this was, and the reason why I did it was because it wasn't, I never do it right away when it's the next update. But this was an update after the last update. So it was like two different updates. And I'm like, all right, I should probably just update it. Little did I know. Great. So now all bets are off, fam. All bets are off when I hit a button. Who knows if it's going to fucking work. JC, smash them. Papa Swole, hamstring tips for when on or for when the leg curl machines suck. Single leg deadlift already in play. Hamstring tips for when the leg curl machines suck. Nordic curls. You can bring a strap to the gym. Someone can hold your ankles down. You could use a Smith machine with a pad. So you could do Nordics and you can do RDLs. Nordics and RDLs. There you go for your hamstrings. Bingo. You can also do a very high foot position leg press. You could do a very high leg position leg press. Depends on the leg press, though. So the machines suck. That might be out of the question, too. But you could do a high position leg press. That's kind of a little bit redundant with the Romanian deadlift. So, yeah. Some good ideas. And the hamstrings. Yeah, well, I mean, if you go to the gym and all they have is maybe if they have a good hack squat, you can just send it on hack squats. You don't always have to isolate the hamstrings if you don't have that ability, but if you do, let's say hack squats or something like that, and you do Romanian deadlifts, that's great for a session too. That's a bummer if you don't have a good leg curl machine. But I'll tell you what, if you want to mimic that movement, get good at Nordic curl. So if that's the gym that you have, you don't have any other gym, that's the gym and the machines that you have available. Nordic curls are great. Nordic curls are will be great to combine with Romanian deadlifts or stiff leg, whatever you prefer. T-Bone, what's the title of the outro music? That shit gets me pumped. That's King D. All the music, or pretty much all the music I play, is King D. You mean the outro of the podcast? I need to add Nordics again. I have the technology. Nordics are great. I don't do them all the time. I don't do them as often as I used to. But I still do them because as I've gotten bulkier, obviously the Nordics get harder. It's just like a pull-up. So I still do them. I usually do Nordics. I would say I do them usually every other session that I'm hitting hamstrings. I don't do it every session, but I do it every other one just to make sure I keep that coordination. Just to make sure I keep that coordination, I keep that control, I keep that ability to do it. So, but I definitely keep them in the fold. Once I was able to do Nordics, like, I'm not losing that. That's great. Nordics really unlock a lot of growth in your hamstrings. Anyone that got good at Nordics, you'll feel that. You'll notice it in your, with your RDLs. You'll notice it with your leg curls. Your strength will go up dramatically if you add Nordics. It's a big weak link that most people don't know. It's a pull-up for the lower body. Kevin Dichkuheisen. Juice or no juice? Are you asking me if I'm in favor? Are you asking me if I'm doing it? Are you asking me if you should do it? No, I don't take it. I'm open to TRT in the future. I don't recommend anyone take that stuff. Talk to your doctor, and that's your own personal choice. So I'm not going to be like, yeah, you should take it. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of a vague thing to say. I don't know what you're referring to in terms of juice. P. Justin, 31. What's the best way to put on muscle mass without putting too much fat on? Lifting heavy, eating quality foods, getting quality sleep, not eating in too much excess, focusing mostly on protein and fats and not too much in the carbs, getting rid of all the gluten, vegetable oils, and seed oils, and everything else of the seven pillars. So there was a lot to throw at you, but that's what I'd recommend. Desmonkey 08, RDL versus stiff leg deadlift, form, purpose, targeted muscle groups. Well, this is an audio response, so I'm not going to go too much into detail. I don't care which one you choose. I'm not going to break down form. Stiff leg, you just keep your legs more straight. And I would say, I think a lot of people, when they do that, they make contact with the ground. I'm a fan of either one that you prefer. I love RDLs. I think those are great. It's great to train the hamstrings like that from the lengthened position. I mean, if you want to pick two exercises, do like a seated leg curl and an RDL is great. Any kind of curl, a prone or a seated leg curl with RDLs, that's fantastic. It's a fantastic option. Personally, I also like doing the 45, the weighted hypers. That's been legitimately epic. I did single leg ones last week. Oof, nasty, but I love going heavy with those. Okay, Lavash Armo, Papa Soy, what can you do to help with constant smelly protein farts? You got to get your gut biome in order. That's not normal. A lot of people think it's normal. I don't think it is. I think that's just your body. You have an imbalance, and it's likely the quality or what you're consuming or how much. Like, I don't know what your nutrition is like. I don't know, because it might not be protein farts. It might be you're eating food that isn't agreeing with you, period, farts. T-Bone, do you eat, Papa Soy, do you eat or drink anything fermented? Kefir. I haven't had kefir in yogurt. I haven't had kefir in like a week. I'm going to get back into making my kefir again. So yes, kefir. So Lavash, if you want to follow up on that, that's all I got for the Instagram questions. But yeah, Kefir is great. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I eat fermented. No, and the raw yogurt, the raw kefir. Yeah, I don't. You know, really, you're only going to have bad gas if you have something that you're reacting, having a reaction to. And some people get that if they eat too many eggs or if they cook their eggs a certain way. I mean, I eat a lot of protein, but I don't have any issues. But I know if I had Brussels sprouts or something, my gut would be, like, just thinking about eating Brussels sprouts kind of makes, like, my abs twitch. Like, I'm gonna, yeah. Oof. Painful. Painful. It's not real food. I eat pretty healthy. Eggs, turkey, and chicken. Some Greek yogurt maybe as my protein powder. Well, it could be any number of those things. What's your protein powder? All right, fam, let's get into... Yeah, let's go. Let's get into some balls deep. We're butt deep right now.
That's deep.
Okie dokie. Let's see here. Let's see here what we got. Do I have any stories? Where are my stories? Let's see here. Okay. So let's get into some schnit posting. And fam, I offer it to you. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Drop that in the chat. Rubik says, I can't handle kefir. Maybe it's a source, but the taste doesn't go with me well. Are you making it yourself? Is it raw kefir? Are you getting it from a store? You know, once we started having raw dairy, and when you have it from different places, oh, it's so different. Because it really depends on what the cows eat, especially when it's raw. You're just getting it unadulterated. So, and is it in glass? Is it in plastic? Is it? It depends on what those animals on that farm were eating. Like what was in the grass? What type of grass was it? Because we get a lot of stuff from Pennsylvania. We have raw stuff down here in Florida, and it all tastes different. So whenever we go somewhere and they have raw kefir, I'm like, oh, I'll try that. And sometimes I'm like, I don't like it. It's like, oh, and like, because it also depends on what type of grains they use, how long they ferment it for. There's so many. Every time I do a batch of kefir, it always tastes different. So it's really a crapshoot. It's really a crapshoot. So here's the thing. When you get kefir from a store, you have to think they're doing mass production. And when you're buying a product like that, it's usually made with, there's usually other ways to make it in order to make it consistent. So if you're in Pennsylvania, oh, Pennsylvania has great, that's where we order our stuff from. We get raw dairy from Pennsylvania. Oh, if you want amazing raw dairy, go to Miller's Biofarm or Dutch Meadows. The raw cream from Dutch Meadows is insane. It's insane. It's fucking insane. Yeah, Pennsylvania has amazing raw dairy. So anyway, if you're getting in a store, it's not raw and you're getting it from a Publix or whatever, right? You're getting it from, it's going to be, it has to be made so it's homogenous. In other words, it's going to taste the same everywhere, every time. So you're really not getting, you know, the pure product. Anyway, you know, if it's not raw kefir, it defeats the purpose. It really does. It really does. You can't make kefir if it's ultra pasteurized. You can't make it with that kind of milk because there's no good bacteria. There's nothing. It doesn't work. It'll be disgusting. Okay. We got some responses for the numbers. Let's see. Let's go liver shits. This one's called correlation versus causation. Oh, we're getting fancy. I'm assuming
What's in the
liver shits right to the corner with you. Take some paper towels with it.
Correlation doesn't always mean causation. No. Doctors often treat obesity as sort
faster.
Of, like she well, was just saying, like, oh,
Jesus
that,
Christ.
That is immediately what we have to deal with, but they don't actually focus on what else could be happening. Mm-hmm. And so we need you to understand that we're going to you oftentimes. Like, no one says, I get to go to the doctor. I'm having so much fun. I'm taking my time up. Like, this is not,
you're vulnerable.
You are not somebody
you're
we
scared.
Want to see.
Yeah.
We don't want to
oh
see.
Oh my God. Who fucking listens
you
know, to this?
I don't want to go to the doctors. I don't want to see you, but I will go.
Can you imagine?
Because I am, for me personally,
putting these
and if you knew my medical
voices
journey
in your
itself,
head.
You would know that I don't like to go, but I go because I am focused on becoming healthy. The best, healthiest version of myself. I want to make sure my blood work is focused mm-hmm. on that. I want to make sure that my heart is focused on that. All the things that you can't see are
what
make me healthy.
I didn't expect the jump scare.
Mm-hmm. All the things that are inside my body are what make me healthy, not my fat. My mm-hmm. fat is fat. My fat is fat. Mm-hmm. It's just fat.
Oh my God. They're so stupid. My fat. It's just fat. It's just fat. They don't understand that fat sends signals. Fat causes outcomes in the body. It's so stupid. It's so stupid that they think like their bodies are healthy and there's extra fat on top for no reason. Oh, that's just there. Like it's like they're carrying a suitcase. They don't understand how much more challenging it is on their heart because it's not like it's dead tissue. It's getting moisture. It's getting blood. It's getting nutrients. Like it's. Oh my God. Can you imagine? This is obviously being recorded. Fuck. Listening to that shit. Okay. Liver shits. You're in the corner and you're not coming out. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go with another one. Loretta, maybe we can save Loretta. Or Loretta can save the show. Number two.
What's in the box?
Number two was bad habits of fat people. So, I mean, liver shits is under the corner, right? Under the jail.
Whenever people mention the bad habits that need to be dropped as fat people, previous fat people who are trying to not be fat, they never talk about the bad habits that include overtraining, undereating, participating in diet culture, removing specific food groups completely from your diet.
I don't know if he knows what
you keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Under eating, yeah, if you're fat, you should be eating less than you require. Removing specific food groups, you should be doing that anyway, even if you're not fat. These are good things.
Intermittent fasting for an extended period of time without getting blood work done,
without getting intermittent fasting for an extended period of time without getting blood work done. You mean your blood work dramatically improving because you're not eating shit all day? Intermittent fast. Does he think that intermittent fasting means not eating? All you're doing is not stuffing your face all day.
Being under the supervision of a doctor.
I'm sorry, I'm going to replay it though. What?
Under the supervision of a doctor. What? Without getting blood work. Fasting for an extended period of time without getting blood work done, without being under the supervision of a doctor.
Intermittent fasting without being under the supervision of a doctor.
Matt Damon.
Come on, bro. Oh, you didn't eat till 12 today. Let me make sure my doctor says it's okay if I skip breakfast. I don't get to eat my cookie crunch today.
Never talk about the way you're putting your body in continuous trauma, right?
What trauma are you putting your body through by intermittent fasting or cutting out terrible food groups or eating in a calorie deficit? What trauma? Now, again, I'm not a big fan of the calorie counting. I say if you eat steak, you eat meat, ground beef, and you eat eggs, and you just eat that, literally just go maybe throw in some fruit, but just focus mostly on carnivore, you're going to be full. It's very hard to overeat. Just eat that. If you worry about overeating, just put meat on your plate. I mean, meat and butter, and eat until you're full. You're going to get full very quickly, and you're not going to want more food. And if you're like, well, the only thing I can eat is more of this, I could eat as much as I want. I could stuff as much of that meat and butter in my mouth as possible. You're going to want to stop doing that, and you're not going to be in a calorie surplus. Unless you force it to the point of like, you feel like vomiting. Like, it's hard to gain when you're eating quality food. That's why most people just get fat. Okay, let's knucklehead, bro.
And when they do talk about those things, those are good. Those are ways to lose weight. They clap for you. You're very, very diligent. Wow, you're working hard. You're working hard at starving yourself. Yeah, you're working hard at working out so much, but not eating enough to support the workouts you're doing. Yeah, wow.
Well, that's just stupid, bro. That's just stupid. So you're saying, oh my God, you're doing things wrong. How, you know? Yeah, if you do it wrong, you should never be not eating enough to support your body. So you're talking about people that do stupid shit, that do it wrong. And this is what I always say. People do it wrong and then wonder why they failed. You did it wrong. You didn't eat properly. You didn't train properly. Oh, it didn't work out. You don't say. Oh, you still hung around with shitty people. Oh, you didn't meditate. You didn't practice any yoga. You didn't have a program. You just were going with your friends and depending on them for a ride and did what they did and they stopped going. You fell off. Oh, no. No shit. What are you fucking, like, anyone? There's 95% of, like I always say, 100% of dumb shit fails. That's, or usually what it is, 95 to 98% of diets fail? Yeah. 95 to 98% of dumb shit fails. Sometimes dumb shit works. So if you do it wrong, yeah, it's not going to work. If you do something stupid, it's probably not going to work. So you're expecting me to be surprised. Whoa, 98% of people do dumb shit. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. So why don't they actually pay attention, do it properly, and then they can be part of that 2%, and that could be the 98%. But people don't actually want to do that. How do I get away? How do I eat cornflakes? You know, should I eat, are cornflakes good after a workout? Fuck no, dude. That's literally prison food. And it's poison. It's garbage. They used to give that shit out at fucking mental asylums.
Oh, that's incredible. You're working really hard at putting your body through pain. Nice. But aren't those bad habits too? I'm just asking questions here.
Well, I'm glad you're asking questions because people that don't have information and don't have the knowledge and aren't that smart should be asking questions from people that are intelligent, that do have the answers, like myself. In this case, I do have the answer. Not eating certain food groups is a good thing because many of the food groups that you're told to eat, like get your vegetable and your seed oils in, eat your bread and your grains, that's garbage. That's nonsense. You shouldn't be eating that shit. So yeah, you should be cutting out. This is like the what was that fake issue called, right? It wasn't anorexia. What was it? The orthorexia, right? This is the orthorexia. Are you focused on eliminating certain foods? Yes, I am. Obviously, an orthorexic would be someone who's so obsessed that it negatively affects, you know, maybe you're doing chicken and rice and you're doing it wrong. But remember, we went through all the things with orthorexia and we realized, oh, most of that is really good. It's just how you interpret it from the outside. Usually people that are orthorexic are doing 3 hours of cardio a day. That's when it's not healthy. But it's not that eating steak is unhealthy. Focusing on eating certain foods and eliminating shit that's bad for you. Oh, someone's really focused on taking care of their health. Oh my God, they have a disease from trying. So. All right. No one knows what just happened. But we do have a transformation. Let's see this. Let's see this. What we got going on here. This starts in September. This started in September 2021. This looks like it might have some music, but 1 year weight loss progress. Let's check out. Oh, Jesus. Fuck. Why? So it's a year, January, February. See how it started to really come off in January, February, March. Wow. Gotta have the Instagram. 130 pounds down. So I don't know why. Oh, there you go. I was like, why did it have to, why pose like that? You don't have to be a whore, just post. All right. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. So look at that. September 2021. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Solid. 130 pounds in a year. That's a lot. Look, not everyone's going to change like that. Not everyone's going to be that. Look, but guess what? Guess what she was? She was consistent. And that looks realistic, you know? It's gradually and then suddenly, right? You kind of get like the first, you don't really notice that you're changing too much, but you're making progress all of a sudden, right? Look, she kind of had that big look September, October, November. This is when people usually quit, right? Look, they're doing it. They don't see that much change. They kind of lost a little bit, but it's hard, struggling, right? Watch this. Then December, watch right after this. January, and then boom, February. You can tell right there. To there. Look at her face. Look at her face. There's always a turning point. Usually takes like 3 or 4 months. And then all of a sudden you get like the melt right there. She was like tight in the face there, just like a little bit more vertical. And then it's just like, so that's awesome. It's awesome. It's great. It's great. And how do you get results like that? By being consistent. How do you get results like that? By not stopping. How many people stop? Most people, right? Most people don't. Got that card over here. We give it away all the time. Most people don't, right? Most people quit. Most people don't train when they feel like not training. They just don't do it. Most people don't even have the gym or exercise on their radar. Most people just don't do it at all. You guys have to remember, and I know you see it around. I don't understand the thought process in someone's head that doesn't make exercise a top priority. I don't know how you go through life just like being soft. Like you're just walking around soft. Like you don't have no muscle, nothing hard on your body, just no physical capacity. You just look like slouchy and soft and soggy. I just don't understand being like that. I don't understand people going through their day and not like having that tight, sore, or like pumped feeling. I don't get it. I don't know why people allow themselves to be like that. I do, but I, you know what I mean. So in other words, you have to just, you do it and you're consistent. And when you're relentlessly consistent, guess what? You will have progress. You will have outcomes. Okay. It's just like this podcast. 2878. That's 2,878 days in the row. Is it the largest podcast in the world? No. I also don't want it to be. I really don't. I don't want it to be like this massive. It could have, and there's many different things that I on purpose. I like it this way. I like it this way. It's going to grow. It's going to do what it does. But by being consistent and showing up for this, it led to, right? It led to the Swole Fam. Originally, right, Swolenormous and Swolenormous X, what developed into Swolenormous X, the Swole Fam as it grew from 2016, 2017, and it's going to grow and change and adapt and all the different platforms, and now we're on Rumble. We were never on Rumble. Rumble didn't even exist, and, you know, then we're, you know, and TikTok wasn't even a thing until 2018, 19. I was on it in 2016 when it was Musical.ly. It just, things change, but I showed up every day and then developed things and built things out, you know, off of that. The same thing with training. I went to the gym and I went again. I tried different things. I tried different workouts. I didn't just have the workout. I didn't train the way I do now then. Obviously, I wish I knew then what I know now. Shocker, doesn't everyone? So, but I did what I did then. I trained a certain way and I trained hard, but I showed up and I kept doing it. I kept doing it. I tried different things. I lifted hard. The intensity was always there. And I learned things and I experimented. And I just always pushed and pushed and tried to do better. And I cared. So I worked on doing different things. And I invested in the time and the thought about, you know, different workout programs. And I saw this in Flex magazine, so let me try that. And I tried it and I loved it. So I kept those certain principles from that. And I, you know, do other things now. So it's like you add information and you learn, but you only learn and can experiment. You can only experiment when you show up. Remember, you're practicing. So if you think about this, I'm going to the gym to practice gym. I'm going to go practice training. I'm practicing my program. I'm practicing my fitness. All right. So when you practice, what are you trying to do? You're trying to prepare to do better, right? You're showing up to do better. So how do I practice? So for example, if I look at, okay, I'm doing incline Smith machine, Smith bench. I did the last two workouts. I did incline Smith. I didn't do the incline Smith for a while. It's one of my favorite chest exercises. Sometimes I leave something to do other things and then come back to it. And then I, you know, I have the numbers. So sometimes you just need a different type of stress and you come back to it. And then what I want to see is I want to see the numbers on that machine be more in aggregate, right, than when I was doing it, let's say 3 or 4 months ago. So when I went back to that machine, I couldn't look at what I was doing on a different chest machine because the weights don't compare. So what I did was I would look at, I go back in my books, my previous journal, and I said, okay, that's the last time I did the incline. What was I doing? So I knew that's at least what I was doing now. So I'm like, oh, that weight, it's like, let's throw on a little bit more to get the same amount of reps as that. And the weights were increased, right? So, and then I was doing, so it was like 10 or 15 pounds more than I did then. And then you'll take it from there. I'll do this for a little bit. And then when I kind of get bored, I want to, you know, mix it up. I'll go back to the other one or two, and then I'll look at the numbers and try to, you know, you're always kind of that little different stimulus and different stress psychologically and physically can give a nice little break through a plateau, or just kind of mix it up or hit different aspects of the muscle and different parts of the strength curve that the other machine wasn't getting. And you kind of fill in the gaps here and there. So you just have to keep on, you have to be a student of it, and you're practicing lifting more. And what do you have to do? It's not so much about, hey, did I do more than just last time? It's, am I doing today? Is today's workout going to lead to me lifting more the next time as well? So a lot of times people try to just lift more than they did the last workout. That's great. But are you doing something also in the current workout that is going to help you be able to lift more in the next one? Right? People look at the last one and they do more and they over fatigue themselves. And then maybe that fatigue is going to cascade like dominoes. So if you did a great chest session today and you did more than last time, all right, well, the next session, I want to do more. So that means in the leg workout tomorrow, I have to make sure that I don't do too much in that. I want to train hard, but I also don't want to do too much that's going to cascade the fatigue to the point where maybe the next sessions in the next week, I can't lift as much because I kind of burnt out by doing too much volume. So you have to find that line. You got to toe it. You have to toe the line. You have to make sure you're setting yourself up for success, not just now, but also in the future. All right, let's give away 2 days Swole card. Famwise, we got a great one. Hashtag Swole Slut, you know the deal. Drop it in the chat. Let's give it away, and we'll do a throwback. We'll do a throwback at the end of today's episode. Someone here is a swole slut. I'm gonna find them. Swole slut Saturday. All right, we have a winner, and it is Rybix 13. Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Swole Slut Saturday, indeed. You are our swole slut for today. Send us an email to support@swolearmist.com, swole card 2878 in the subject, your mailing address and the body of the email, and we'll send you the Swole card. Congratulations. And we'll take some soundboard requests. Remember, throwback at the end of the episode. We've still got a little bit of time.
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Mr. Strickland.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinch. Stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Go fuck yourself.
No medication except my fucking antidepressants.
That's a huge bitch.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Oh, Churchy, you're so sexy. Popper poppers. You're the cutest little popper man. Pawing it. Oh, this is the music. Oh, this is not King D. This is not King D.
Good boy.
Check it out. No hands. Boy, good boy. All right, Deesh. We got a throwback. Let's see what we got here. Pick a number 1 through 6. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, or number 6. Pick a number, and we will do this throwback segment. TBT incoming. Aaron, number 6 it is. Number 6. All right, here we go.
What's in the box?
Oops. Number 6.
Who are children who are black and brown in our schools?
Why does everything have to be about looks?
Are expected to be excellent while suffering from complex PTSD.
There are a lot of white people and white kids that suffer from white PTSD.
But you didn't know that, did you?
Jesus Christ, can you stop talking down to, like, black kids? No one wants to be fucking pandered to by some fucking libtard. Whitey McWhiterson over here, shut the fuck up.
We're also expecting these students to be excellent in a space that is actively hostile to them, their way of being, who they are as people,
what?
Their history, their ancestors.
You kind of lost me there.
Students that you're talking to have nothing to do with their ancestors. What the fuck are you talking about?
That bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Where's her face?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close
to
anything
face.
That could be considered a rational thought.
Soundboard's coming next.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Pretty bad. Good boy. You know which one hits now.
The eyes, Chico.
Ah.
They never lie.
How come they always have crazy eyes? How come they always have crazy eyes? It's the best soundboard. The eyes, Chico. They never lie. Look at that vicious fucking eyes, man. It's always the eyes. It's always just like that gloss over, just nothing behind those curtains. Fam, thank you for being here. We will see you tomorrow for 2879. We got Ask Papa Swoyo live mañana. And of course, SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. We got awesome membership specials. You can check out the overtime segment. Plus on Monday, we have new releases, Accountability Monday. And we also have 20% off all merch over there at PapaSwoleo.com. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 20% off. I just refreshed the page to get the latest and the greatest. We got everything. We got awesome designs. Go to the fucking gym. Barbell girl. Muscle alphabet. The LGBTQ. Lats, glutes, biceps, triceps, and quads. What it really stands for. Depth Vader. Gandalf. You shall not fast. Teenage Mutant Lifting Turtles. We have, what is that? Mean Girls. You can't lift with us. I can show you the gym. Swoladdin. Door the Swole Splora, Forest Pump, Back to the Fucking Gym. Plus, we have all the latest drops. Look at that. We got the NASA design, Swole Foods, Pepsi design. Fam, go check it out, papaswoleo.com. And a lot of you already are ready for your next delivery of merch, but go check that out. Specials for a limited time. Cerny, you're going to love that Swole Food. I can't wait to see it on you. Fam, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace, McGee, Snooze, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swoleo. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need Zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't left in it.